Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
All right. But
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You took the L all offseason with who you didn't get, and that's why you're thinking, oh, Hersey Miller played pretty good against Wright State. And you're going to take the L in a few months with A.J. Johnson.
And James Strebel.
Why would D.J. Wagner go to your program? It's in the pits. It stinks.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
John Calipari don't miss when he goes up against Louisville. You hear me? He don't miss when he goes up against Louisville. Trey Lyles, Derek Willis, Marcus Teague, DJ Wagner, add them to the list. Add them to the pantheon, the Mount Rushmore of Cal spanking your booty in recruiting. Put him on there.
All right, 5 o'clock hour. Hanging out with you, 5 o'clock hour as always, presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors, Cox'sLouisville.com. We are on the road. We are, at Tin Roof in Indianapolis, getting you ready for the Champions Classic. Reminder, coming up after us, Jack Grossman will take you to live play-by-play via ESPN Radio of the Champions Classic. And then, about 9:30 or so, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game show. Jackie Boy is going to be on that. Strebel's back. He's got another brew. Look at you, feeling good.
Feeling good. Just hold up my tab, order some food. So there we go.
What'd you order? A little quesadilla?
A little chicken tender.
A little garçon quesadilla.
Some Carolina Gold, Andy. Carolina Gold.
A little Carolina Gold.
Oh, yeah.
Is Tennessee whiskey. I don't know why it made me think of that.
Because you... Taylor Lynn should be here singing a song.
I wish you were here.
I do too.
Look at you. You kind of did a half cats chant. Can we talk about that?
Well, I stopped it because I wanted to be organic.
You were loud.
Yeah, I was loud. I was drowning out the organic sound.
You're screaming into the microphone.
Exactly. So I stopped myself. I'm learning a few radio tips as I go along.
Well, you've only been doing it for 3, 4, 5 years. So
something like that. I mean,
it's good to see that coming around.
The last time, it was Lachlan McClain was on the radio. That's how long I've been doing this.
Lock Talk.
Oh, Lock Talk. But speaking of Lock Talk, he's very emotional with Kent Taylor's retirement announcement. You see that last night?
I think Kent Taylor's not really retiring. He's just getting another job.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't want to work terrible hours.
Yeah. That's what TV people do.
When he's got a wife and kid. Yeah that's what TV people do.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would be doing if I didn't work in a somewhat normal shift.
Yes, you'd be a TV man.
Which really isn't a... No, I wouldn't be a radio man. I could be a TV man. I'd be great.
You're good on TV. I see you with Tyler Greenberg.
I would do everything opposite of what TV does.
Really?
Yeah, like getting rid of suits.
You would wear a suit.
Why would you wear a suit?
I don't know.
You trust a man in a suit? I don't.
No, that's a great point.
A man walked in here right now and offered you a beer and he was wearing a suit.
I'd say,
walked in wearing a cat's gear, some cat's gear. Who are you taking the beer from?
I'm taking the beer from the man in the cat's gear.
You're damn right you are.
Because he might be a politician and there may be some MK Ultra stuff going on, baby.
You better believe that's what's going on.
We do MK Ultra tomorrow for Weird Wednesday. How about that?
Do what? What's tomorrow?
Weird Wednesday, MK Ultra.
What's MK Ultra?
Jack, we're limping.
We're limping to 5 o'clock. Go ahead and let's get Mike DeCourcy.
Just real quick,
on MK Ultra. I thought you said Mick Ultra.
No, MK Ultra.
Okay, MK Ultra.
It's a government mind control.
That's true. Yeah,
it is true. They had to give the documents up in the '70s. They were dosing people with LSD and other psychedelic drugs.
Sure, they were
to see if they could control their minds. It's a whole story that goes with it. Is it a Charles Manson book you have?
If they could control your mind, what would you want them to do with you?
Oh, man.
Like, you wouldn't want to be a killer. You would want
to be what? No, 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 no.
Like a pacifist? Would you, like a chef? Like, what would you want? Like, what
would
you want to do?
Be pretty good.
What would you want to do?
Maybe be in Greenpeace.
Greenpeace?
Save the whales.
Okay. There you go.
Is Greenpeace still around? I don't know. It was a big deal in the 90s.
Oh, man. Find the whales. That's what you said in college.
I'm not going to say it. I'll just leave it alone. I had a Coop joke ready to go. It's been a Cooper-heavy
Cooper's
show.
Not making it up here because Kentucky's
no
playing at 7 o'clock.
No, there's no way he's making it up here.
I'll have to. If he would have made it, we would have had to do everything for him.
Oh, yeah.
I would have had to buy him a chicken tender basket.
You had to drive
him
over here.
Buy him a Mick Ultra, make sure he finds his car.
You would have had to leave and pick him up. I'm sorry.
And everything else.
Yeah.
Why'd you hit my man?
He's with the Pacers.
You're the Pacers.
Yeah,
there you go.
I'm very expressive with my arms.
Can you name one Pacer?
Can I name one Pacer? Isaiah Jackson.
Is he still a Pacer?
Yeah.
He doesn't. I don't think anyone knows.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know if he is. I don't think he is. Jack, look that up for me. Mike DeCourcy joins us from the Sporting News. 5 o'clock hour here presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. Mike, if you can't hear, I apologize. We are at the Tin Roof, a place that I know in Indianapolis that you frequent all the time, deep into the night. The Tin Roof, close to the stadium here, getting ready for the Champions Classic. How are you, Mike? Everything good?
I am doing well, and unfortunately, I can hear you.
Yeah, you and everybody else. Yes, you and everybody else. So, yeah, if our signal goes out or something, you know why. So, okay, I want to get into these games. Kentucky, Michigan State. Michigan State almost beat Gonzaga. Maybe we think differently of them. We know Kentucky. Oscar, will he be back? Probably. In what capacity? Duke and Kansas, and obviously Louisville in action here in about an hour, needing a win so very bad. But you wrote about DJ Wagner. We actually talked about that earlier. You kind of made the point, and again, I want you to correct me if you don't mind, that you need a stable program to bring in someone like DJ Wagner. And you mentioned Romeo Langford. You mentioned Markel Fultz in Washington, Johnny Jones and Ben Simmons, and much more, how it didn't work out when you bring in one super talent. So that decision came down yesterday. What did you think? It ends quite an era around here of talking about one kid for the better part of a year.
Well, it is good that he made a decision, and I do think that it's the best thing for both programs. I had someone on Twitter trying to tell me Louisville needs like a spark, and this would be the spark. Okay, so you get the spark, and it helps you for like, what, the next 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, and then you got to start winning games, and it doesn't help to have that one singular player. And in the end, as I mentioned, Anthony Edwards, too. Anthony Edwards was terrific for Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, he was wonderful in his year at Georgia. And the team was awful, 16-16, and way below 500 in the league. They had a moment when he scored like 60 points and a half, and I believe they ended up beating Michigan State and Maui. But they didn't have a season, and it was even much worse, Washington, with Markel Fultz. And I think that Louisville needs to build a program. And that's tend to do. And I just don't think that bringing one in and having him average 30 points a game. And then, in the old time, when you'd bring Dwan in and he'd do whatever, and then he'd stay 3 years, okay, then that's fine because you've got the but that's not how it works now. He's there 1 year and that's it. So you have to have the goods in place to take advantage of that. And Kentucky will, whether it's the players that they have already in the program who may stay, whoever's eligible, etc., and the great recruiting class around him, which is similar to past great classes in 14 or 11 or 2009.
So then Louisville, because, you know, it's interesting because your column, Kentucky fans don't care. Louisville fans want, you mentioned someone saying Louisville basketball needs a spark. That's everyone who's a Louisville basketball fan. Now, some agree that you need to build, but in there needs to be, and this has been the conversation, a landmark recruit. And so now everyone moves to A.J. Johnson and Isaiah Miranda and everything like that. How does Louisville build when Kenny Payne and Nolan Smith promised getting the best? And so it's like it's weighing that, but also getting guys that can establish your team. Again, we talked last week how long of a rebuild this may be for Kenny Payne and U of L. I don't know. What are the steps you can see here as they rebuild?
Well, there's two ways to go now. One is you get four guys, and this is the job. It's not like, okay, this is what we're going to do, but this is the job. We've got four guys that are ranked from, say, 30 to 80, and then you start building forward with that, and then maybe you complement them positionally and talent-wise with some transfers, that sort of thing. Or you go heavy into transfers and then complement it with whatever solid recruits that you can slowly build a base, but because you have some high-end transfers, you can be competitive in the ACC in the meantime. Those are two roads that they can take. And I don't, you know, mm-hmm. you could say there's a hybrid there, but I don't think there really is. I think they're both pretty clear paths. And you can complement one way or the other, but it's a pretty clear path. Heavy into guys like Villanova did this. I mean, Villanova was taking top 25 guys in the early part of the previous decade, the 10s, if you want to call it that. And they were getting them, and then they weren't doing anything. They were scraping into the tournament with an 8-9 seed, maybe missing. And then at that point, Jay Wright brings his assistants in and says, we're not doing this anymore. We're getting Villanova guys. We're getting guys who want to win and that we know can play. And we're going to scout the heck out of them, and we're going to get Mikhail Bridges. And we're going to get guys like that. And then we'll complement them with a Jalen Brunson when we have the in and we have the team built around it. But even Jalen was a three-year guy, even though he was a McDonald's guy. So that's how you build a program. Purdue in 2012 or 13, I can't remember the exact year, but they're coming off a terrible year. They win five Big Ten games. And Matt Painter stands up there at Big Ten Media Day and says, this is on me. I did a bad job recruiting. I did not recruit Purdue guys. I recruited players based on their ranking and their talent, but not Purdue guys. We're recruiting Purdue guys from now on. And look what they've been for the last seven or eight years. Constantly in the mix for the Big Ten title, constantly in the mix for high seeds, one free throw away down in Louisville from making the Final Four.
Is a Purdue guy a big goon seven-footer who's around for 4 years? Mike, when you think of a Purdue guy, he's got to be at least 6'10 and a half, right? That's kind of what I think of Matt Painter.
It doesn't have to be. They get, you know, Carson Edwards is only about 6 foot, but they committed to
right.
the program.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I don't like the pejorative goon. They're big guys. Isaac Koss was huge, and Zach Edey is huge, and they got another one coming in. They got a freshman who's 7 feet. So they got a specialty there. But that's what you do. You build a program culture. You do not need to win on National Signing Day. Unless you are in the Kentucky business or the Duke business, and you pretty much have to, or you have to be certainly in the mix, because you depend on that level of talent to keep your program. It's not to propel your program forward. It's already moving, and you have to throw the, you know, mm-hmm. that moving train has to keep bringing on guys who are really talented, or it stops like it did in 2021.
Mike, the only thing, Mike DeCourcy with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Reminder, college basketball tonight and then Champions Classic. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame busy tonight on 680, 105.7. The issue here is we're in the in-between. Louisville fans think with Kenny Payne they're in the business with John Calipari and John Shire. That's what they that's what they think. So when you say, you got
to
build a program.
No evidence to that.
Well, exactly. Welcome to the take on a Tuesday, Mike. Exactly. But that's what they thought here until the last month and a half or so, until he signed Nike deals and decided not to come to Louisville Live and a number of other things. I mean, Louisville fans thought you get DJ, you get a couple other freshmen, you bring back a couple of kids that are on this team, Kamari Lance, Devin Ree, maybe Wheeler, etc., and then you fill in, you putty it in with a couple transfers, and there's your building. Boom, it's in a couple months and you're ready to go. You're back in the tournament next season. That's the argument the other way. If you get that spark, I'm not sure who's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's the other side of the argument here.
When someone does that, you let me know, because I can't think of anybody I'm a big believer in the talent of freshmen. You know me. I'm the one who argues back against the people who say one and done can't win it, because we've already had two that did. So that's nonsense. But it's not easy to do it. And again, like I mentioned in the case of Carolina, they had Tony Bradley in 2017. He was a complimentary player. They had Marvin Williams. He was the number two guy in the draft in 2005 as a freshman. Complimentary player. Didn't even start for them. I could have. He probably should have, from a talent standpoint. But from a chemistry standpoint, they said, Jawad Williams belongs on the floor. That's how it works best. We're going to do that. And then Marvin Williams made the biggest plays late in the game against Illinois to win the championship. So it's good to have a Marvin Williams. But again, you had to have that full group, Sean May and Raymond Felton, in order to be able to take on somebody like Marvin and make it work.
Uh-oh, Mike DeCourcy's being honked at. You okay?
He was.
Is that a tractor trailer?
I'm going the speed limit in Indianapolis, and I suppose that's not allowed.
Oh, no, Mike. We'll run you off the road. You got to be going 7-8 at least over, Mike, or we're going to run you off the road. Doesn't matter if you're a college basketball insider or not, trying to get to the big game. Mike DeCourcy with us at TSN. Mike, again, you can read the article. We talked about it in the 3 o'clock hour, just kind of, relating to Romeo Langford and having a team and building and then adding a super piece like that. I think for me, on the Kentucky side, Mike, I don't know, what's the story here on the Kentucky side? John Calipari back in recruiting. It's been very, very good, but now it's back being number one. This is going to be a wild freshman class. He's going to need to, again, putty that in with probably transfers, hoping a guy or two comes back. What's the Kentucky side of this, as no doubt this class is a massive win for John Calipari?
Yeah, the Kentucky side is, as he has had to do. Remember, the 2009 class was nothing like the 2011 class, which was nothing like the 2014 class or the 2016 class. They were all different. They all had particular strengths. So John's got to figure it out. And honestly, there are few better at figuring out where do you start with a completely new group. He's always done it at an elite level when he's done that. And he did it in 2009, Elite Eight, and a number one seed, and then, of course, the 2012 championship. So he knows how to do that. And this will be a different group. They have an elite scorer in DeJuan. They have an elite point guard in the class. They have size in the class. I think that they might. I don't have any doubt that Adu Diarra will be back next year, and I think he'll be a significant contributor by then.
Agreed.
So there's, Anyeso. I think he will be a terrific player next year.
He's a freak show.
All SEC. Oh,
yeah,
absolutely. He's got so much that he does, and impressed me. He blew me away on defense, but then did some nice things offensively in the Duquesne game. So you got a lot going there, and I think those guys will be part of next year's team. So this sets up for a really good two-year run for the Wildcats. More experience this year, but still some terrific young talent. And then next year, you'll be more young, and then we'll see what they can complement those players with.
Well, of course, he'll bring back Oscar for another year. Now they're getting greedy, Mike. They can't have the number one recruiting class, and they'll get a transfer or two. Like, they can't have that. They got to have Oscar to come back for one more year. I want to get to Oscar here in a second. This might be the answer. Mike DeCourcy with us on a Tuesday on ESPN 680. Michigan State, very well could have, should have won, whatever you want to say, against Gonzaga a couple days ago, and now they get Kentucky. What interests you the most about this matchup? I think we see Oscar tonight, not sure how much. When you look at this game coming up in about an hour and 45 minutes, what does Mike DeCourcy think?
Well, I think the first thing is I don't know what Kentucky will put out there in terms of Oscar. If you don't have most of Oscar, let's say, and so it starts with how many minutes he plays and then how effective he can be in those minutes. But if you don't have most of Oscar, what you're trying to do is continue to build the confidence of your young players and then survive, in a sense. And a survival might be a 20-point win, but or it could be, you know, or you, it could be a 1-point win. It's hard to tell until you go out there. But you're not, if you don't have your best player, you're just trying to work on confidence and precision and making sure guys understand how to play defense at the college level and play together. But you're still not going to build your formula until you have Oscar on a full-time basis. And so, like I said, for me, it's more about how much can they get out of him so that they can at least start to work on being the Kentucky that's going to contend for the national championship, and not just, okay, let's make Wallace a little better tonight, and let's make sure that we get the shooters more confidence, and let's make sure everybody's where they're supposed to be on offense and where they're supposed to be on defense, and let's make Jacob, you know, be a little bit less contact averse, because he's shooting at
erratic,
a high level on free throws, but he's not shooting at a high level from the field or from the three-point line.
Mike DeCourcy with us, so we're hanging out in Indianapolis. We're at the Tin Roof here. It's one of Mike DeCourcy's late-night spots. You'll catch him 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, Friday, Saturday. You know, we'll see where he's at. That's a great question. What's the latest Mike DeCourcy stayed out? Non-basketball related, not covering a game, not being a journalist. When's the what's the latest you've stayed out, like, lately, like in the last few years?
Does that count the last how many years?
I don't know, last few years. Yeah, whatever.
Last few years, it's like COVID. I've barely left the house. But
fair,
you know,
enough.
I generally don't stay out very late anymore. If I'm out late, it's usually because, you know, I'm at an NCAA tournament site or something like that, and you might go out somewhere after the game, after you're done writing, et cetera. I am not a late night person these days. I would have stayed out late when I went to see, relatively late, when I went to see Herb Alpert here in Indiana. But the Steelers were playing on Thursday Night Football, so we left the concert early, and so I could catch up.
Herb Alpert? Should I? I apologize. Should I know who that is?
Look it up. It's a very 60s guy. He's a very 60s guy.
Okay. Oh, there we go. I'm looking. He's a trumpeter.
He is a trumpet player, yes.
Okay.
He's in his mid-80s now. Put on a very nice show.
I love Google. Herb Alpert is number one. Herb Alpert songs is number two, and Herb Alpert net worth is number three. So if anyone on the internet wanted to know Herb Alpert's net worth, I will look that up and I will tell you exclusively here on ESPN 680 coming up at 5:30. By the way, Mike, we saw someone with an EJ Montgomery shirt on earlier, so that's a throwback. You and Jason Anderson talking EJ Montgomery on a Tuesday. Tuesday. Okay, so Mike DeCourcy with us. Michigan State, the way they played against the Zags, how does that change your analysis of tonight?
Well, I think that Michigan State played very hard against Gonzaga, which is not surprising at all. They have two, you know, they basically have 10 fouls that they can throw at an opposing big guy, and they spent them all in that game. They spent one too many because down the stretch they really struggled to guard Drew Timmy once they got into serious foul trouble. So I think that what I saw on Friday night was what I was concerned about with Michigan State, which was they don't have a true offensive first option unless Jaden Akins is what he could have become this year. Mm-hmm. And can he become that now that he missed basically 2 months or so of the preseason? When you're not that guy yet, and you miss that much development time, it's really hard to catch up. It may be hard for Oscar to return to that guy, having mm-hmm. missed the time he missed. I don't expect that it will be, because what he does is so specific. But it's hard to be a first option guy, and without that, I don't know how Michigan State consistently gets baskets to play with the absolute best teams. That's the problem that they have. Now, if he catches up and he starts to be a 14, 15-point scorer, then the fact that they have multiple point guards can attack you from two directions on any possession, the fact that they have multiple bigs, and you're not going to get, unless you have a Drew Timmy, you're not going to get both of those guys out of the game. The fact that they have a guy in Joey Hauser who can be a real weapon from three-point range, then they become dangerous. Mm-hmm. You have to defend Hauser. If you let him into the game, that's on you, because if you play him tough and stay with him, you can take him out. Gonzaga did that. Now, some of it was the ship, shooting on a ship, not the same as shooting at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. But some of it was the fact that Gonzaga did a good job on him.
Mike DeCourcy with us, TSN Mike. You can catch him there, the Sporting News Big Ten Network, the Lord of the Brackets there at Fox Sports. Talk to him every Tuesday here, getting you ready for the Champions Classic here tonight on ESPN 680-1057. I'm sure Mike will have some takeaways. Do you know what, you're going to watch the two games play out before you know what you're writing, or do you have an inkling already? I know you wrote about Shire, obviously, which I want to dive into. Do you have an inkling, or are you going in as a blank slate, ready just to watch 4 hours of basketball and figure it out from there?
I'm kind of blank. Like last year, I went to the game. I went to the games where we were at the Garden last year.
Yes.
And we went in, and it's Duke and Kentucky. Well, that's taken all the oxygen out of the room. So I'm writing Duke and Kentucky, and I probably won't even write the first game. And then Ochai Agbaji steps on the floor and says, "I'm an All-American, and if I'm an All-American, we can win it all." That's what you know. So like that night, the column wrote itself. I just had to be awake. And so if something like that happens tonight, I'm ready to write it. Otherwise, I'm just curious to see how it goes. We don't have that, you have the matchups, the primary teams are a little bit more split, the ones that get the most attention, Kentucky and Duke. Mm-hmm. So I think it makes it, it makes it for a little bit more of a palette that we can just watch and see what happens.
Yeah, of course, Bill Self's not here. I'd forgotten about that. Obviously, serving the suspension that he doesn't need to serve because the IARP is not going to, punish them. So we'll see what happens with that. You wrote about Shire. I was going to ask you, what kind of a dude is John Shire? We remember him as a player, and everyone hates the Duke players. I don't, but many do, especially Kentucky and Louisville fans around here. Is there any way to know how he'll do there at Duke? Is there any way, Mike, we can know?
There's really no way. It just has to all happen. You can look at history there too, and he could win a national championship and still it not work. As was the case with Kevin Ollie at UConn, won a national championship in his second year, and then he's gone in his sixth or whatever. You never know how it's going to go. Mike Davis made the national championship game in his second year at Indiana and was gone after 5 or 6 years. Or it could be what happened with Sean Miller, who was consistently knocking on the door at Arizona but not breaking through, and told me in June that to an extent, and I don't want to put words in his mouth because he didn't use this word, but like he became consumed with mm-hmm. making
oh,
the
sure.
Final Four.
Sure.
It became like the white whale, kind of.
Sure.
And eventually he ends up leaving there before he would have liked to. So it's a really tough thing to step into, what he is. And it may be as tough with him as with anybody ever. Maybe not as tough as Gene Bartho following Wooden, because Wooden had just won 10 titles in 12 years. But pretty close, because the guy he's following is a beloved figure, created an entire culture that lasted four decades. I mean, John's big run only lasted 13, 14 years at UCLA. This has been going on for four decades. And he's got to follow that, John Shire does. That is not easy. That's a real challenge. And so he stepped into it. I mean, one of the interesting things that I wrote about in the article is that he's 35 years old, and he thought that if his plan was, he'd be retired from the NBA right now. That was the plan.
Sure.
And then in his second, his literal second summer league game, he gets poked in the eye inadvertently as badly as probably any basketball player ever has been, and loses much of the sight in his right eye. And he continued to play a little while after that, but he was never quite the same, of course. And so he has to find a new dream. And it's just amazing how life can change your plans, even if you're, you know, even if you have a great plan and you work hard toward it and everything seems to be right, life can change your plan.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter. No, I mean, listen, I hate this because I'm 38. James Strebel next to me, he's like, he's 40, and it's just sad. Now I'm the guy saying, he's 35 years old, and he's a coach? I'm so old! And I don't like it, Mike. quite frankly, I don't like it. I think it's tough to, it's a sports cliche to be the guy that follows the guy, but because all these Kentucky fans are so arrogant, I've went all in on Shire, so I might be a little bit pot heavy on, I'm all in, Mike, and that's not, I don't feel great about that, but that's the bed that I've made. So we are going to lay in that bed until we see what is going to happen. Go ahead.
I get it, though, because you followed the guy, and you're hanging in there and winning, so you think Shire can do it, too. I get it.
Yes, winning. Not a capital W like him, not like that. Louisville's on in about 35 minutes here, Mike. Mike DeCourcy with us on ESPN 680, 105.7. We're at the Tin Roof in Indianapolis, getting you ready for tonight's Champions Classic. It has been miserable. You know, Kenny Payne doesn't call a timeout. He doesn't use fouls at the end of the game against Wright State. That's one reason they lose. There's many others. The Bellarmine loss, I mean, they've lost to two teams that are much lesser than them. App State, which is about like them in the KenPom, comes into the Center tonight. And then it's Arkansas, Creighton, or Texas Tech. Then it's some big boys coming up here in the next few days. And if they don't win tonight, I mean, the worry is how many games can they win? You know, I mean, the first, could they go 0-10, 2-8, 1-9? And, you know, Kenny Payne's got... I mean, to keep him morale up might be difficult, and it might be difficult building that foundation if you just continue to lose. So they need to win tonight, Mike. Through two games, we knew it was going to be rough, but it might be even a little bit rougher than we thought.
Well, I will say that I don't know exactly what Wright State has, but they have an excellent program. I don't know this team at this point. We know Bellarmine has an unbelievable program. So they didn't start with the easiest couple of bye games. I mean, if you're gonna buy some opponents,
agreed,
you know, go shopping in the 350 aisle, man. That was a mistake for where they are in the development of their program. They bought much too pricey, let's say, opponents, and it's cost them so far. They aren't playing the kinds of teams that you have, you know, that you absolutely almost can't lose to. They're playing teams that are high quality mid-major programs. I mean, Bellarmine won their league last year, their league tournament. Would have made the NCAAs without the transition rule. Wright State has been in and around the Horizon League championship game for the last 4 or 5 years. So they're playing really good teams. And then App State has been, you know, they were in the first four 2 years ago. So again, a team that has been traditionally or recently solid in the in the Southern Conference. So you're talking about teams that. You have a challenge to beat, and I can't say that it's going to be easy tonight. Again, I don't know this App State team, but I know that the program is strong, and Louisville is struggling right now, and they're struggling with confidence. I watched, I did not see much of the Wright State game. I watched a lot of the first game against Bellarmine, and you know, they had the game, they had the opportunity to win the game, and they just struggled with the confidence on how to close out a victory. They don't have that right now, and it's going to be even harder to gain that once they get through this game and they start playing the heavyweights.
Yeah, well, I fear, Mike, we'll be talking about this because, I mean, winning games is one thing, but I mean, this Louisville team's tricky because they're not, you know, you can build a foundation, but there's going to be so many guys who will not be back on the team next year. L. Ellis. I mean, I don't know. A guy like Sidney Curry has one basket, Mike. He's got one basket. I mean, I don't know if you put him on the bench. I mean, Kamari Lance is a freshman. He's struggling. There's not many options. I fear the worst. I don't know. When you lose games, it's just difficult. And this group of players, you know, they've lost a lot of games. And that's all. That's what they've done here is they've lost games. And so that ties back to the DJ Wagner discussion and everything else. Mike DeCourcy with us. Quickly, before we get you out of here, congratulations on being the journalist who has motivated Miller Kopp. And Jack, you know, if you want to bend the knee, you can. Miller Kopp. Is 6 of 8 from three.
A little early to bend the knee, but it's a great start. I like it through a couple
20
games.
Points.
I like it.
Yeah, 20 points in 40 minutes. Hasn't missed from the line. I mean, Mike, this Miller Kopp guy, he's got it going, right?
Hey, I'm telling you, it's all about what he believes. His technique has always been elite. From the first time I saw him in a Northwestern practice, probably the fifth practice of his freshman year, he's always had elite technique, and I've seen it from every position on the floor. He's not one of those guys who can only catch and shoot threes. He can make every shot, but he has to believe it, and right now he does. And I think it helps him that, okay, it's mostly on him to shoot the ball, but it's not mostly on him for them to get buckets. When they were at Northwestern, if he didn't get buckets, I mean, okay, maybe Pete Nance, but it was pretty tough for them to score. And now he's got a lot of guys around him. He's got pros around him that can score. So now it's just about him making shots, and I think he can focus on that and believe in that, and he can do well at that.
Last one, we'll get you out of here. Do you think, what do you make of that Indiana-Xavier game on Friday? Is that a tricky one for the Hoosiers? Is that a good one?
It is definitely a tricky game. They are big. They are experienced. They've got point guard play now. Sule Boom, who came from UTEP, is doing a very nice job for them. They've got a dynamite wing player in Colby Jones, who I really like. And it's on the road. The Cintas Center is a tough place to win, so it's absolutely a tricky game. But if they get it, it's a heck of a win.
Mike DeCourcy, every Tuesday. Mike, appreciate the time. Maybe I'll see you down here in the next hour or so. Appreciate it. Take care.
I look forward to it, Andy. Thanks.
All right, thank you. All right, Jack, let's throw it a break. I think there might be another. Oh, there it is.
Again, no Strebel.
It's not over yet. Oh, we got to go Duke there.
Oh, boo. Jack, trash.
That's trash.
Get that Duke BS out of here.
Looking for work? Better pay? Better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Our Father who art in Lexington, glorious is your name. Your championship come, your will be done in the NBA as it is in Lexington. Give BBN this day our yearly tweak. Lead us not to the NIT, but deliver us from basketball bennies. For yours is the championship and the glory and the Hall of Fame forever. Amen.
And James Strebel.
That's pretty good.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
We'll be right back. Tuesday, a Champions Classic Tuesday. We're in Indianapolis at the Tin Roof. Andy Sweeney, James Drebel, Jack Grossman hanging out with you. We're in the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios. Jack back at the Liquor Barn Studios. He's got a busy night. Hang on, Strebel. Let's just do this on the air. Strebel's using Ticketmaster for the first time.
I got it.
You got it?
I accept the two tickets. Yeah.
11th row,
let's
baby.
Let's go. Hey, hey, brother. Let's go.
Let's see where you are. Hang on. Let's see where Big Guy is here.
Kellen, 11th row, buddy.
What was it? Was it Gainbridge Arena? Is that the name
Gainbridge
of it?
Arena. Gainbridge Arena. Fieldhouse. Yes. Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
Anyways, Jack's
Section 5, row 11.
Jack's going to be on the air a lot tonight.
He is.
So.
Which I enjoy. Good.
Now are you gonna call in to the post game? Are you gonna call in? Let your
absolutely yes. I will be calling in to the post game. I'm at look at this, Andy. I'm adding them to my Apple Wallet. How
oh
about
my God.
That? Look at that. Add it to the old Apple Wallet.
Jack,
I'm good.
Jack, I can't believe it.
Here's the other question for Shubin. Are you and Kellen going to stay for any of Duke, Kansas?
No. What if, look, here we go.
What if I told you I'd get you a meet and greet with John Shire?
Would you want to meet Duke's head coach, John Shire?
Secured.
He says
Kellen
no.
Kellen said no.
Does Kellen want to – do you want to give an L's down here? Hang on. Do you want to get on the air and just say anything about Louisville? No?
You don't want to say L's down? Oh, don't say L's down, Kellen.
He doesn't want to say
– okay, that's fine.
You're in the midst of all these hundreds of people.
Everyone loves you here.
Who all they want to do is give an L's down.
I'll do it with you. You ready?
No, he doesn't want it.
He doesn't want to do it.
He's out. He doesn't want it. Maybe he is a Louisville fan.
People would love
Maybe he's becoming an Indiana fan.
Are you an Indiana fan?
I don't know what's going on.
People want to hear Kellen say L's down.
He's like, this Miller Cop guy has scored
10 points.
10 points in 20 minutes or 20 points or whatever the hell it
he's
is.
He's a beast.
This man has made, you know, you love Jack Kyle. He's like, he hasn't missed from the line yet. He's 2-2. He's such a fake straw man.
He missed like 3 free throws all last year. One of them was the front end of a 1-1 with about 10 seconds left in the Big Ten tournament in a 1-point
game. Of course, he's trying.
Yes. I remember that actually. I think I bet against
him. It was literally the only time I felt good about Miller Cop. And all last season was him shooting that free throw, and he missed it.
Is that draft?
Well, that's what
tonight.
You get. That's what you get for being a bum.
Now you're Miller Cop.
Yeah, you got Miller Copped.
because
you thought of it.
Jack, you got copped.
You got copped.
Is that the name of the hour? You got copped.
You got copped.
By the way, the wafting smell of weed,
dude, it was
hitting Kellen when he's sitting by the door probably made me about
this
as happy.
This
as
is the day that he learned what weed smelled like.
Probably.
I hope
Never
you know that.
Dang. I went to the bathroom.
It smells like Dixie Highway over
smells
here.
Smells like skunk.
What's going on?
Dixie Highway.
It smells like Dixie Highway.
I was in the bathroom. I was like, what is that? Oh, my goodness. It's everywhere. It's BBN.
That's that country good. We make that in the, me and Mom make that in the backyard, boy. You understand?
Put in some cake batter.
Oh, goodness. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. I mean, I think I'm taking the over with Wheeler tonight.
Was he? You said it's a 10.
It was like 10.5. Jack, what do you think about this? Is because Cal's obsessed with Wheeler.
He is.
10.5, and then maybe, I don't know, Toppin's 10.5. He just shoots so many damn times. Like, I feel like he's going to just shoot. He's going to get at least 4 or 5 free throws.
Until he gets his 11 points.
Yeah.
Or 12 points.
And so maybe that, and then maybe Michigan State -7? I don't know. I kind of feel like this game's way more about Kentucky than Michigan State.
If
Kentucky comes out and plays their game, and let's be honest, if Oscar comes back and he's not, you know, he's not still injured, he's not behind, whatever,
right.
Whatever excuse, whatever reason,
whatever
analysis that you want to use, if he's, are we right? If he's kind of right,
Ball.
You're good to go. Now, the other thing, here's what I was thinking. You guys go in, get the seats.
Yeah.
I'm going to meet you guys.
Yeah, come on down.
Okay?
Let's go.
Because I don't want to sit with the stuffy news media.
No.
Okay,
it's no,
the last thing I want to do.
You don't want to sit by.
I mean, last time this was in Indianapolis, it was BBN. Too much BBN.
Too many blogger boys.
And that's when Duke, Kellen, spanked your rear bottom. Okay? R.J. Barrett, a little Zion Williamson, that little Cam Reddish.
I remember Cam.
They spanked that bottom.
They did. It was
embarrassing. And I was watching that, and there was
I was sad.
There was every man okay, who has ever blogged one time for Kentucky at that game.
No, of course.
And I remember Tim Sullivan being pissed because I got a seat to both games and he didn't.
Oh, wow. And
I said, move out of the way, Timmy S.
Timmy S?
Move out of the way.
Yeah, big time journalist. All right, let's go.
Yeah, move.
Courier Journal sits back there.
Go talk about racing, okay?
Yeah.
Let the big dogs in here so we can talk some round ball.
We don't talk about horses
Go talk about Secretariat. I got something to say about John Calipari.
Right.
So that, of course, was embarrassing. It was humiliating. It was everything else. And so at that point, I was like, listen, we ain't doing that again.
No.
So I may be down there. Plus,
Plus,
you guys might be on TV. You guys
got
to get on TV.
I know. We got my wife, his mom is going to be watching out for us on TV.
His mom.
She's going to just do a little screenshot with us on TV. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic.
I mean, she's not going to be. I mean, there's no way she's going to be listening.
She's going to be watching. She'll be watching. I already talked to her about it. She's going to be watching the game. She's going to do a little recording. See if she can see me and Kellen on TV. You better believe it.
Jack, are the Streeples being old school right now with this?
Yes,
we're gonna DVR the game.
Well, we are gonna
and
DVR.
We're gonna look at if I can see you in the crowd. How does that sound?
Better than VHS. We're not VHS
Pardon
recording.
Out the old VHS. I want to see if I can say Bay Rig.
Someone's going to be like, that's too much BBN for, like, he gave you a sentence.
That was
sentence.
One line.
That's
okay.
That's all it was.
Yeah, Jack gave you a sentence.
That's
okay.
I would say that was
that's
the appropriate enough. Amount. Yes.
Texas says, was Salt and Peppa bumping during DeCourcy?
Oh, yeah.
It was basically
a little push it.
Yeah, it was like the baby got back.
It's
BBN. You got to, there's only so many things.
This is Nelly and, Kelly Rowland. That's what this is right
now.
Nelly and Kelly Rowland. Yes.
Texas says, BBN, big blunts now.
Well, apparently that's the case. Back when Destiny's Child was a thing, it's no longer a thing.
Texas says, DeCourcy's giving basketball takes with Salt and Peppa blasting in the background.
How awesome was that? Yes. Little Spinderella on the one and the two.
By the way, where do you think right now, Texas sends this in, and Jack, I don't know if you've seen this. We will play Rummage Sound in a couple minutes.
Yes!
Because that's where we are.
I love Rummage Sound, well, yes.
Rummage tried to pump Kenny Payne up a little bit. Tried to give him a little pump-up speech.
Rummage.
Well, he wants him to be Cal. He thought he was getting Cal.
Ah!
I mean, the Louisville fans thought they were getting Cal.
They did. They thought they're getting they don't want to admit that because they don't like Cal.
The announcers on the Wright State game were like, there's a lot of one-on-one going on. I'm like, yeah. That's what happens
the music goes.
Five-star kids, you make them go
one-on-one. But
you don't play Bellarmine's offense, okay? You don't go four corners with 16-12 to go in the second half.
It's tough to go one-on-one when you don't have the players to go one-on-one. Yeah, that's what Kenny Payne's trying to do.
Where do you think Jeff Goodman had Kentucky ranked in his top 25?
Today?
Yeah, today. Top 25.
Five. Seven?
Seven.
He's got him at seven?
He's got Baylor at six. He's got UCLA at five. Creighton four. Houston three.
Man.
Gonzaga two. North Carolina one.
Here's the thing. The Creighton
Jeff
stuff.
Jeff Gordon, the Rainbow Warriors, now doing college basketball analyst work, according to John Ramsey, who's on Facebook lamenting Tom Jurich not being
still.
There.
Tommy, come home.
Hey, he's not going to ever like you.
No,
he's never going to let you back on the private jet because there is no private jet.
You're not going to visit him in Florida.
You're just alone.
You're by yourself.
With a caller, Travis, from yesterday.
It's Travis and
You're
John.
Alone.
Can the Creighton stuff stop? Can we stop with Creighton in the top five?
I agree with you. Jack doesn't. They play ball the right way.
No, I do agree. They almost lost to St. Thomas last week.
We got to catch our guy. I got to tab out.
Oh, you got to tab out. I already tabbed out. Did you tab out?
You want to catch him?
Hey.
You want another one?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
You're done drinking?
I'm done. We got to make sure. We got our man on the keyboard over here.
That was a lot.
Already tabbed out. I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there we go.
There we go. We're good. We're set. We're getting ready to move into the arena. We're going to the arena. Yeah.
There's a band getting ready to warm up, Jack. So at some point, if they start playing, Jack, you ever heard of Slayer?
Little Slayer, Jack?
Not really. No.
Celtic Frost.
Have you ever heard of Anthrax?
Yes.
You've heard of anthrax.
Well, he's heard of the drug that went to
That's why I said yes. No. I said yes because I heard of the drug.
Yeah. Did he go to Congress?
Well, there were some in Congress. I think some went to President George W. Bush when he was in office. He's not anthrax like Scott Ian anthrax. He's anthrax. The biological weapon anthrax.
Texas says, sorry, but Jack's BBN voice is a total redneck South Park ripoff.
It's funny.
Yeah, of course that's what it is.
Of course. What do you think? It's going to be something. Well, how is he going to come up with something new and fresh there?
Nuance impression.
Of course there's this ripping of awe.
Yeah, that's the voice I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's not original at all. I never claimed it was.
He's totally ripping it off. It's great.
437-968 Texas says, hey, Strebel, I remember when I had my first beer and went to a basketball game. Calm down, big boy.
Oh, shut up. You stay at home and watch the game. I'm going to seat. Hey, bro. I'm in the fifth row. Sit at home and watch it on TV. I'll be seeing Oscar Sheway's sweat coming off his brow. How about that? I'm in the belly of the beast right now. I'm at a bar having fun, doing a little radio. And you got Strebel, settle down. You know, I remember when I was in my first basketball game. Basketball games at Freedom Hall don't count. You know what I'm saying? Watching B.J. Flynn flop doesn't count.
I'm
in a big boy basketball game. Go to your App State game, homeboy. How about that? Watch your cards get waxed.
Texas says, Sparty going to give Strebel a little spank tonight.
Nah.
Texas says, Goodman hates Calipari. Surprisingly, he didn't rank them 10th. Oh, I wish you would have. I wish you would have ranked them 10th, 12th, 15th.
It's all these basketball purists. Baylor, Creighton. These are the teams that play like a team.
They're purists.
These are teams that run offense and defense the way they used to in the 80s.
Jack, what's going on with you tonight in college basketball tonight? I don't know
where all the music going on.
We're talking Champions Classic. We're talking. There's a lot of good games this week in college.
There are.
It's great. Yes. Gonzaga, Texas tomorrow. UCLA, Illinois, Baylor, Virginia on Friday. It's loaded this week. Gonzaga, Kentucky on Sunday. It's fun, man.
We'll be here for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not in Indianapolis, but we'll be on the air after that game. Dougie Fish Wally post game show, baby.
Yes.
Who will? You and Ence?
Me and Ence. Yeah,
Ence is going to be leaving there pretty soon.
He's leaving next Wednesday, I think, Thanksgiving Eve.
Can you imagine sitting next to Ence on that long plane ride? You have to rub his legs the whole time.
He's stretching out, going
every three hours you got to rub Ence's legs.
Keep his circulation going.
He's like, well, I don't know you, man. My name's Ken. I'm just a guy.
I'm just trying to ride an airplane.
My name's Nancy. I'm just trying to get to London.
I was trying to go to London.
And I'm having to rub a man's kneecap. Bad place to pause.
He's got these compression socks on. Don't those help, sir?
Do I have
to keep rubbing?
Texas says, I love that Rick had to clarify his wife. Yeah, it was great. That was fantastic.
Of course, yeah. you gotta let everyone know.
Oh, goodness. Do you want to play Rummage
Sound? Let's play some Rummage Sound. Let me hear him pump up KP.
We're at the end. Okay, so he got KP going, right, Jack? Like he said, I need you to be mean. I need you to be nasty.
I need you to be more like Cal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's hear from Rummage. Go ahead.
Louisville's been out of the running of DJ Wagner for a long time. We've all known this. Like, that's why it was like, okay, let's get it over with. You know, there wasn't Louisville fans hinging on that decision at all. Mm-hmm. But my thing to Kenny Payne is Cal made it about Louisville. Like, Cal made that about Louisville. Louisville's not in the running there. Not been in the running for a long time. But Cal put DJ Wagner on ESPN and tagged Louisville's name right there.
Okay.
And in his statement, he said, he wanted to go somewhere where he could play with other talented players. Like, Coach Payne, like, you're going to have to get a little more savage.
Okay. I agree and I disagree.
Okay.
I agree with Rummage about the savage. Listen. Louisville, how do I want to say this? Kellen, you don't know this, but there's this, your mom might watch these trash TV shows.
Where oh,
like,
yeah.
Like people, like they get married and they don't know each other.
Yeah, like reality shows.
Like these reality
shows. Married at First Sight.
Yes, and I feel like there's a little bit of that going on. They thought they were getting KP, or they thought they were getting Cal.
Yeah.
And they're not, and he's not acting. And that's where I agree with Rummage. Cal goes for the throat.
He said he was surprised by the people that recruited against him so hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
a negative recruiter.
Like, coach, Calipari was coming for your neck last night. Like, that was like, bro, because Calipari knows your job's safe if you beat Louisville. I mean, he has fell flat on his face in the tournament multiple times with some hella good teams.
Rosters.
But he dominates Louisville. He's fine.
Well, I think he's fine for other things.
For other things, not just dominating Louisville.
They thought they were getting more Calipari than they're getting. And
sure.
Deep down, they never wanted to admit. And
they
they'll never
Cal.
Blank. I know you'll never talk about it. Double
right.
D. Rummage is bringing it up, and I think he's right.
He is right.
Rummage is saying, hang on, Jack. Hang on, Jack. Hang on. I think he's saying, hey, we thought we were getting the recruiting, the embracing the one. I mean, Mike DeCourcy's looking at it and saying, well, of course you're not getting DJ.
Right.
And of course you're not recruiting in the same circles as these guys.
Kentucky and Duke.
And I'm sitting
Kansas,
there saying,
yeah.
Mike, your read of the situation is not right.
That's not what they thought.
Your read of the situation is they think they're there and they think with Kenny Payne they should be there.
Yeah.
And
already.
So it's like this relationship where you're like, you thought you knew the person a little bit, and some of that is true. The way he's talking and reaching out to the older players, there is some truth to that.
Sure.
But ultimately, you thought you were getting the right-hand man of Cal that was going to do fill-in-the-blank this.
Work with
that,
old World Wide West. Work with all the
and the other
relationships are already built in.
I think it goes
Nike.
Back to NIL.
Yeah.
NIL's
a big one.
And Kenny Payne hasn't done anything with Adidas. Calipari went out there, got DJ Wagner,
yeah.
and put him on, you know, he had two NIL deals. Now, I will say this, where I'm not sure I agree. By the way, Grayson Allen jersey right there.
Oh,
left.
Wow. How about that?
Little number three.
Wow.
Guy looks like he'd wear a Grayson Allen jersey.
Guy.
If all the people here, who'd be wearing a Grayson Allen jersey, Jack?
It'd be this,
this
dude.
This guy looks like worldwide.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he looks like privilege. He looks like financial
advisor.
Advisor.
Yeah, Wall Street hedge fund
guy. Yeah, what I don't know, so I shouldn't say I disagree, is, and listen, he may be right, and I understand why Rummage and Louisville fans feel this way. I understand it.
Yeah.
I just don't know for certain if it was this calculated. But he's between Kentucky and Louisville. Some of the other things that went into this recruitment, he didn't visit U of L.
Right.
The Milt Wagner, which I contend is still a calculated error from Kenny Payne.
Sure.
You know, I forget what Rummage said about what they put in the release. Oh, he wants to play with other great players? Well, I mean, right now, Louisville, I mean, they're selling Hersey Miller to DJ Wagner.
Right.
They're selling 1 point
Bobby
per game
Basile.
Kamari Lance.
Yeah.
I mean, so
I agree
with some of that. By the way, Jack, there's a band getting ready to start in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
We're going to get out of here. Jack, we're getting out of here. We're getting out of here.
The band's going.
All right, we're getting out of here. Lachlan McClain and the Bleeps are up next. College basketball tonight. Let's go to break. We'll have the play-by-play at 7. We'll have the post-game show. U of L over a 93.9. Have a good night. We're out of here. Back at it tomorrow at 3 o'clock.